This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salams and peace. This is a video all about my passion for prophetic and Islamic medicine. And stay to the end because my special guest is going to show you how to make a tea that's going to cure all your family in different ways. Don't forget to subscribe and share, and I look forward to your comments.
Assalamu alaikum.
Nice to see you, sis.
Nice to see you.
This is my new great friend, sister, Iman Atta, and she has been self-taught in the arts of prophetic medicine. Mashallah, she's had her own journey. I want you to explain to me, because I've noticed in my videos, and you've picked up on this, that I keep kind of mixing up Islamic medicine and prophetic medicine. I don't understand the difference. Can you explain that to us?
So if you have to think, medicine has a long chain. It starts from Ayurveda and Chinese medicine and Hippocrates and Greek medicine. Then there was a time where the Prophet Muhammad came and he taught us the Quran and he taught us the Hadith. And within that, there was components of medicines that were revealed. Now, he didn't come with a book of medicine. He came to confirm the medicine of the time, what was to be used and what was not to be used. So for instance, he confirmed the use of hijama, which was already an existing medicine, but he also disallowed the use of cauterizations.
What are the kind of herbs that we need to be looking at for our health, and how do we get to know them again?
Well, I'd have to take you shopping for that.
All right, let's go shopping. Mashallah, I love this place. It's so great to walk around. It only took us about 10 steps to find that wonderful 60-year-old place to find your herbs and your soaps and your teas. And the only thing is that I am a herb fake. I am. I admit it. You know what I like to do? I go into stores and I go, oh yeah, this is lovely. And then just, oh yeah, I definitely, and I either buy stuff and I don't use it because I have no idea what to do, or I just walk away because I feel overwhelmed. So I need your help.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to have you take olive leaf.
All right.
And you're going to take some sage.
Right.
And we're going to go home and show you how to make it.
All right. Finally, two things I'm actually going to use. Alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah, the things I do for you guys, I was roasting. It was so hot outside, wasn't it? Honestly, we're just, oh, but we've had a glass of water. We're sitting down. It's quite cool in here.
Now, to improve your digestion of foods, to improve your digestion of meats, fats, just the liver function, the gallbladder function, all of that, olive leaf is going to be the herb to go to.
Now, I need this. So I should be having this every day, and that will help gut life?
Yes, you can. Now, this actually also kills candida. So if you have too much yeast going on in the system, this is going to help get rid of that. It's also good for colds and flus. So this is definitely a herb that you could use safely every day. It comes from a Mubarakah tree. This is from the blessed tree. It's mentioned in the Quran. It's mentioned in the Hadith. And I think most people don't know that you could use the leaf. Most people know of
Never
olive
heard
oil.
Of it. Can you prescribe this for me? Go. So tell me what I should have.
So you should be taking 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon in a cup of hot water. You want to steep it for about 20 minutes covered. And you can easily drink this 3 to 4 times a day.
All right.
I always say test and measure your own body, right? We all have different imbalances. We all have different medical conditions. Are you on any medications? All of these things matter. So test and measure. Start with a cup. See how you feel. Okay. Then you can increase the dosage, inshallah.
And finally, now this is sage.
Yes.
And it smells absolutely, even through the packaging. I don't know why it reminds me of childhood. Did we have a lot of sage? I think it's an English thing. We don't have chilies, we don't have ginger. There's a lot of things we don't have in English cooking, but we have sage, okay? We have sage. So that's a bit of a memory. Oh, I know, sage and onion stuffing for chicken.
Yes, it's very common as a culinary herb.
There you go. All right, and also, of course, Palestine, Syria, all these lovely places where you go and have it to drink. But what is it medicinally?
Now, there's a saying in traditional herbalism that says, why would anyone get sick when sage is growing in their backyard? So really, this could be used for anything. It's most renowned for women's health. So women that are struggling with menstrual cramps, menopause, you wouldn't want to use it when you're breastfeeding because it does reduce breast milk.
Mm.
And you wouldn't want to use it when you're pregnant because it would promote labor.
A lot of the sisters are told and convinced that things like pregnancy and menopause are medical conditions, that you are sick, you're not well, you need to be cured. How do you react to that, and how can herbs help us through these changes?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a herb for every phase of our life. There are herbs that increase breast milk production. There are herbs that restore your body's health after delivering a baby, postpartum. There's specific herbs like raspberry leaf that really help with restoring a woman's health during postpartum, that you wouldn't even feel the negative symptoms of postpartum. I wish I knew about raspberry leaf when I had my first child. I only learned about it with my last child, and I thought, wow, you know, this is important knowledge that I wish we had. And it was traditionally passed down from parent to child, generation after generation. But there's been a break. There's been a breakdown in that that lineage of knowledge. Inshallah, we're hoping that we can revive it.
We are here to revive it. I'd love to have your comments below, by the way, about what works for you, what herbs you use at home, perhaps from your local tradition, what is your family tradition. There's so much knowledge out there and wisdom, and all of it from Allah Ta'ala, because at the root, it's from nature. SubhanAllah. Should we try those teas now?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
We're going to start with the olive leaf first. Bismillah. So we've started off with a light dose. You can see by the color that this is light. I want you to taste it.
Okay. Light to the nose. Very light, just a tiny tinge of bitterness at the end. And very much like a tea, actually.
Yes.
It's nice. Or even, it's just slightly pepperminty at the end. Maybe my tongue's all wrong.
It's very similar to green tea.
Mm.
Has a very similar taste to green tea.
Yes, it does. You're right. It's green tea.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to try the sage.
Bismillah.
Bismillah.
Nervous. It's just going to be like drinking stuffing. Bismillah. Oh, gonna make me cry. It reminds me of Palestine.
Aww. Now you can tell by the color that we used a much bigger dose on this one than we did on this. So this, the next time you could actually add a little bit more.
Okay.
Or steep it a little bit longer.
Do we want it that color?
Ideally,
really?
You want the color to be a greenish color. Yes. Right. Now, just to warn you about sage starts off looking this color, but then it turns into a maroon color. So if you were to leave this overnight until tomorrow, it'll be a maroon color tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Like purple?
Like a deep reddish.
Like a deep red, okay.
Reddish, brownish color.
Is there a problem with that? Or is it releasing
no problem.
A chemical? Or is that just an
interesting... I haven't been able to find out why exactly it changes color.
Anybody out there know?
If you find out, let us know.
But you can still drink it even if it
Absolutely.
Goes...
Absolutely. So I typically make for our house, I'll make a jug of herbal tea. It sits on the countertop. It's good for 2 days, so long as the weather's not excessively hot.
Yeah.
And I don't put any sweeteners in it so that it doesn't ferment.
Mm-hmm.
And then we access it, you know, anyone upset, has a stomach upset at night, anyone who's not being able to sleep, we just use it all day long.
Nice idea. Okay, so I will be doing that. Thank you so much. I hope that this has been useful for you. And that, inshallah, we can turn around our health with the help of wonderful prophetic medical experts like Sister. I'll be linking below to where you can find out, because she has courses. I'm currently learning from them. And again, this is all about our heritage, our fine Islamic heritage, and the heritage of the insan as the Khalifa on earth. And Allah has given us everything that we need. Like and subscribe, and see you next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.